That's right. And look, it was a tough weekend, not going to lie. We actually didn't see this game because we were at Jess's wedding, but a 42-16 defeat to the Titans up there.
Yeah.
And Blake joins us this morning. Mate, how are you feeling?
Morning, boys. Oh, mate, it's been a tough few days, to be honest. We were embarrassed up there on Saturday. So luckily for us, it's a short turnaround. We get a chance to be much better at home on Friday.
And what did Adam O'Brien say after the game? What was said in the
room? He was pretty
after?
Vocal in the press conferences, not being too happy with the attitude of you guys. So was there a big spray at full time, or how does that work?
Yeah, it was a decent one at half time, full time yesterday. He's very honest, Adam, and that's the best trait about him. So, like I said earlier, mate, we were really embarrassed by the effort that we put in there on Saturday, and he just highlighted it and just said it's just not acceptable. And we need to fix it up really quickly.
So what, because you're obviously a veteran, Blake, you've been to plenty of different clubs, you've been around plenty of different, I suppose, winning and losing sides. So, you'll be very important in this situation for the entire team. What do you do to get out of this? Let's call it a funk. What do you guys do to sort of get out of this?
Yeah, well, I think I said last week, Ducko, it's going to be a tough couple of weeks for us just while we're missing some troops. So, The one thing you need to hang your hat on is your attitude and effort. So, that's something we just didn't have any of on Saturday. And feeling sorry for ourselves this week isn't going to fix that. It just digs a bigger hole. So we need to make sure that, we reviewed the game yesterday, but we need to dump it and move on. And just make sure we're full of energy on Friday night at home, because that's the main thing that's going to get us back on the scoreboard and bounce back.
And what is the chat on the track at the moment? Is there a sense of, like, we're really hard done by at the moment? We've got so many injuries. Chris Randall going down as well this weekend. Or are you trying to remain upbeat?
We've got to remain upbeat about it. But, yeah, it wasn't ideal for Randy. I love Randy. Got a lot of time for him. And he had his opportunity on the weekend. He dislocates and breaks his wrist in the first sort of 20 minutes. But I thought he did a fantastic job for us, actually, when he started the game in a different role. He's never sort of played that role.
Yeah.
Was doing a really good job. But we can't afford to feel sorry for ourselves because the Sharks certainly won't on Friday night. So we just need to crack on with it and get going.
Yeah. And how'd you find starting in the halves with Connor as well? Both our boys starting together in the halves.
it wasn't a great start from us in terms of the scoreboard, but I thought we were actually... we work well together with the ball. We're easy to get along with, but defence is just a huge focus for us this week. We need to be miles better.
And so, what are you saying behind closed doors as well? Like for these next few weeks, where you are waiting for some troops to come back, it's a bit of an ebb at the moment. It's kind of just biding time until you can get some just numbers back on the field. Essentially, are you just trying to stem the flow, or do you want to still try and get some wins out of this?
No, we need to get some wins out of it. Definitely not, sort of stemming the flow. We can't afford to, in terms of what we want to be about and our trademarks as a team and what our DNA is, that still needs to be there. We can't expect boys to come back from injury into a team if we're not being resilient enough to stop tries and being physical with our contact, which is the things we didn't do on the weekend. So, we need to have all the basics there in place. And when boys come back into the side, we can actually springboard into the, and get better. Otherwise, if we don't have the basics in place, they're not going to be able to help us at all.
Yeah.
Well, good luck, mate. I'm sure you guys can do it.
We will.
And look, Jess isn't here today, but she did text through a question, if that's all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. How was it, boys?
Oh, mate, it was a great wedding.
It was a great wedding.
It was a hell of a wedding. God, I hate to say the price tag on that wedding, but God, it was nice.
Yeah. Stick around for 10 minutes and we're going to give you the wedding recap.
Yeah, trust me, I was loose on that dance floor, fresh out of isolation, Blake. I was loving it.
I'm sure she would have got some sponsors at a cheap rate. Anyone we can mention online to get a discount for it?
Palace Couture, thank you so much for the dress.
She's looking for Vogue as well. We'll just see how it goes.
Yeah, please get her into Vogue magazine. But Jess did ask this question, mate. She said, has the upending of the season as a result of numerous injurious results given a sense of tumultuousness within the group, has it become hard to maintain the team's cultural spirit?
She definitely did not want that question.
There's not a chance she wrote that. Did she also ask about the cohesion of the spine?
I was going to say, I was waiting for that. That seems to be the only phrase she knows.
She did, and asked about Connor's tight tight jersey as well.
Yeah. Well, Blakey Green, mate, as always, thanks for joining us. And we do have double passes to the Knights Sharks Friday, McDonald Jones Stadium, 13-10-60. If you want those tickets, give us a call right now. Get around the boys. Support them in this time.
Chin up, Blake. Thanks so much for coming on this morning.